Premier R.J. Simpson recently published an open letter to a national, not-for-profit news outlet directed to all federal party leaders and local candidates. Published in The Hub, not related to the Hay River Hub, an NNSL media publication, Simpson writes that Canada must not overlook the NWT. The Arctic and the North have never been more essential to Canada's future, Simpson wrote. As the world adapts to new economic and geopolitical realities, the Northwest Territories is positioned to strengthen Arctic sovereignty, enhance resource security, and drive economic growth. He also pointed out that Canada is uniquely positioned to lead in critical mineral production. The Northwest Territories is home to some of the world's most significant untapped reserves, including Canada's first rare earth mine, the largest primary cobalt deposit in the Western world, and one of the highest-grade tungsten deposits on the planet, he continued. Simpson sent identical letters to each of the federal party leaders, according to the territorial government. He has so far received two responses from the NDP and from the Green Party, both of which have been posted to the GNWT's website. Kelvin Cochilea, the NDP's candidate in the NWT, sent the party's reply and cited his party's Build Canadian, Buy Canadian plan, which includes a national public infrastructure and procurement strategy. Cochilea wrote that the plan can apply to projects such as the Mackenzie Valley Highway and boost investments in other infrastructure projects. New Democrats are committed to increasing defense spending to 2% of Canada's GDP by 2032, Cochilea stated. This includes increasing wages for Canadian Armed Forces members, completing the deep water port in Nanisivik, the paving of airport runways in northern communities, building new small craft harbors, and new search and rescue stations. The Green Party's response, which did not include a byline, promised to close the NWT's infrastructure gap by investing in communities. The party stated it would switch to clean energy sources including solar, wind, and geothermal from diesel. This would lower energy costs and protect the land, according to the Green Party. The Greens also promised to increase Arctic surveillance and patrols. However, we will keep our focus on peace, diplomacy, and sustainability. A secure Arctic must also be prosperous, self-sufficient, and rooted in Indigenous leadership, it added. The GNWT promised to share more responses as they come in. In a press release Friday morning, Simpson called the election a key moment to champion northern priorities, advocate for federal investment, and showcase partnership between Indigenous and public governments. We're asking federal leaders and candidates to be clear with Northerners about how they plan to support our territory, because the future of the North is the future of Canada, he stated. Simpson also joined Indigenous leaders in sending a separate letter to federal candidates. According to the GNWT, that letter highlighted shared priorities and reinforced a commitment to collaborative governance.